な。What do you want?
Western Messenger Service.
They don't live here. I told that little skinny fool.
Man. Then... What?
I don't want Western Messenger Service. I am Western Messenger Service.
Well, bug off in 16 words or less.
Telegram for you. Sign here, please.
I'll hold this.
Ow!
Well, pick it up.
It's stuck to the floor.
Great, and it must be done. Yeah, that is a bad burn.
How about my tip?
Don't play with fire. Western Messenger Service. He brought this.
To Fred Sanford and Lamont Sanford, joint partners in the Sanford Arms.
Who's calling our rooming house a joint?
Hey, relax, Pop. That just means that we're equal partners.
Oh, we're not equal partners. We're not equal partners. Separate, but not equal.
Well, we each own 50% legally.
Well, we may each own 50% legally, but I'm the boss. Paternally, continuously, and finally... And you take orders from me, perpetually, quietly, and dumbly.
Let me have a look at that, Pop. As joint partners in the Sanford Arms, you have the right to exercise your option to buy the property outright. This will require a $4,000 down payment by noon Friday. Should you decide not to purchase the Sanford Arms property, please let us know immediately, as we have another buyer. $4,000 by Friday, or we lose the Sanford Arms.
I think it's farewell to arms.
Pop, how much money we got?
Wait till I check this balance sheet. Well, let me see here, son.
That's the balance sheet?
Yeah. You see, son, this book contains our assets and our liabilities. These are assets. These are our liabilities, which includes how much we owe and how much we don't have and your birth certificate.
Well, do we have $4,000?
Are you crazy?
Well, what are we gonna do?
I think we should wait until it's dark and head for Elsie.
Elsie who?
Elsie Gundo. Wait a minute. What are you doing?
I'm going to call the bank and tell them that there's no way we can afford to buy the property that the Sanford Arms is on, and they can sell it to somebody else.
Wait a second. Put that phone down.
What?
Sell Sanford Arms to someone else.
That's right.
Are you kidding? Sanford Arms has our name on it. With George Washington... Let his bridge be called the Lincoln Bridge.
I doubt it.
Would Abraham Lincoln let his tunnel be called the Washington Tunnel? Would the Kentucky Colonel sell out to the Captain and Tennille?
I don't think so.
Son, we're keeping Sanford Arms.
How, Pop? Would you please tell me how? How are we going to come up with $4,000 by Friday noon?
Well, we're going to be patient and invest our money wildly and freely. We got $500 in the bank, son, and I'm gonna bet every nickel on it till I get me $4,000.
Bet on what, Pop?
Move out the way. I'll make a phone call.
Who are you calling?
I'm calling opportunity on the phone. See, because in some cases, opportunity knocks. In other cases, you have to call opportunity up and invite them over to your house. Hello. Bottom of the deck, Dan? Fred Sanford here. Yeah. Hey, you always wanted to play me some cards for high stakes. Well, come on over tonight and bring your hook and ladder. Bye.
Pop, you gonna risk our money on a card game with bottom of the deck, Dan?
Son, that's absolutely right. Run down to the bank, get me my $500, and pick up some fresh cards on the way.
Listen, I don't want to hear about this.
Fine, then get a roll of cotton for your ears. Move, dummy.
Yeah, but I figured it.
Hey, son, you sure you don't want to be in the game?
Now, what sense would that make, Pop? We'd just be playing against each other.
But if we both win from the others, we can win twice as much. See, two players can mean two winners.
Or two losers. Look, here, you're on your own, Jack. I'm going to the movie.
Look, son, I want you to just take a moment and try to understand the situation from all angles. Now, all we can lose is $500.
That's everything we have.
Good. You understand?
Understand? Understand? I've been trying to tell you that, Pop.
Look, son, look what we can gain. We can gain the southern half of our empire, the San Juan Arms, and look forward for expansion in the future. We might lose everything, but we can gain a kingdom.
Is a kingdom bigger than an empire?
Well, let's see how the order goes. It goes neighborhood, town, country, continent.
All right.
Planet. Universe.
Will you stop it?
All right, Fred, you'd open them.
Okay, Dan, one blue chip.
Pops, you ain't said nothing. Carl, raise two.
Oh, my.
Make it three.
Oh.
Let's go, Bubba. Either you're in or you're out. Stop crying.
Crying? I got good cards here. So bet them.
I don't want to be a loser.
It's too late for that.
Yeah, Bubba, you are slowing down the game, man. My hand's getting cold. Now, come on, let's go. Three chips.
Okay, here you go.
Mm-mm. We play for five. I raise it. Two more.
Oh,
my. I'm in.
Yeah, you said nothing. Me too.
Here's mine.
I got really good cards here.
Put in two more chips. Bubba, you heard him. Put in two more chips, a fool.
I hate to lose, Fred. I really hate it.
Bubba, why don't you do the next best thing, man? Fold.
Are you kidding? I'm losing $32.
How would you like to lose 16 teeth in your plate?
In or out?
Okay, out.
Cards.
Give me two. And make them both the same, if you don't mind.
Ronald.
No, man, I think I'm going to lay with these. They look pretty good together.
Marvin.
I'll take three.
I was going to take one.
Dealer takes one.
That would have been mine. Can I see it just for fun?
If you want some fun, go to Disneyland.
Oh, no. That would have been it.
Shut up, Bubba. The bet's five.
Call.
What you got, Fred?
Full house. And meet the musical residents. Jacks and Fives. You get it? Jacks and Fives.
Hey, I would have won, Fred. Huh? See? Look, I would have had a straight flush. See?
I see, bub. I see.
Oh, good. I mean, you know, we're friends, and you see I would have won. How much should I take out this pot?
Bubba, if you don't take your hands out that money, you're going to take out two nubs.
Deal him, Fred. Last hand.
What do you mean, last hand? I can't win all that money in one hand.
And you can't lose all that in one hand either. Now, we agreed to stop at 1 o'clock. Deal.
All right. Last hand, double stakes, okay?
Solid.
All right. Five card draw. Cut them.
Hold it.
Huh? What's wrong?
I just remembered something. Let me have the cards a minute.
What?
Nothing. Pick a card.
Oh, give me them cards. Don't be doing that for time, you idiot. Here, cut the cards. All right. Andy up four first.
Make it eight.
All right.
Three.
The dealer takes three. Your bet. Look up the Guinness Book of Records and tell them to stand by. Well, that leaves me the last bet of the evening. And I'll go all the way. It'll cost you that.
Won't cost me anything. Take the pot, Mr. Lucky.
Thank you.
Do it. Hey, it worked, Fred. You bluffed him. See, you didn't have nothing. Look, you had two aces. You would have won. He bluffed you.
Alright, son.
How much did you lose?
I was the movie.
How much did you lose?
What did you see?
How much did you lose?
Hey, you know, that was a great new movie, a monster movie at the Crenshaw. It was about the daughter of Godzilla meets the son of King Kong. It's wonderful, son. And they fall in love, and they get married, and go to Niagara Falls and drink it.
How much did you lose?
The answer to the how much part is $100, and I won it. I didn't lose it.
You won?
That's right.
You're kidding. I mean, you're joking. No, you're pulling my leg, right?
Listen, if you want kidding and joking, you go to a nightclub. You want somebody to pull your leg, go to a massage parlor. If you want honesty, go to the drawer and count.
Excuse me.
Well?
Hey, I'm sorry, Pop. We got $600 here. It's not $4,000, but at least you didn't lose anything. Now, tomorrow, we'll take the $600 to the bank. We may not be able to afford the Sanford Arms, but at least we got a savings account.
That money's not going in the bank, son. I'm on the lucky streak, and I want to keep it going. Tomorrow, I'm going to racetrack and bet every nickel I have on the Daily Double.
Can I ask you a question?
What?
Are you crazy? Hey, Pop!
Hello, darling.
Hi, Aunt Esther. What can I do for you?
I hate to bother you when you're working so hard. Is your father home?
No, and that's why I'm working so hard.
Where is he?
He went to the racetrack.
The racetrack?
Mm-hmm.
To bet and gamble?
Both of those, Aunt Esther.
That heathen will stoop to every evil sin. Hold on, Ma. How you hold your head up, honey, I'll never know.
Let other people make rules. Why don't you do right?
Wow!
Hey, Lamont, come on out here.
I'm out here.
So you are. And look at that. One of the horses followed me home.
Watch your tongue, Fred Sanford.
Excuse me, Seabiscuit.
You know, you're in a pretty good mood for a guy that just came home from the racetrack.
Because I'm coming home a winner, son.
You won again?
I told you, son, I'm on the winning streak. I was going real good up until now.
Let's see. You bet $600 on a Daily Double and won? That's got to be thousands.
Not quite. See, I was going to bet number one in the first race and number five in the second race. But I got there too late to bet the Daily Double. So I just bet $600 on number five in the second race, and he won. To make a long story short, if there's still time, instead of losing $600, I won $1,200, giving me a grand total of $1,800.
Did you say you have $1,800?
That's what I said, Furlong Face.
Oh, Fred, this is truly a lucky day.
It sure is.
For me and my church.
It sure isn't.
Oh, Fred, please help us. My church is raising money for our youth program. We want to buy a wing.
Well, let them have one of yours, Bat.
Watch it, sucker.
Look, you know, we really need every penny of that money that we have on us, sir. I mean, that $1,800 is only a small part of what we need to buy the Sanford Arms outright. And we still got to come up with $4,000 by Friday noon.
But you have so much there. Can't you donate 100?
Not even 50.
Not even 30?
Not even 10.
How about 5?
You got it. Where do you want me to place it?
Hey, pop dig yourself. Look, the bank is open late today. Let's take that money down there and deposit it.
Son, we're not taking this money anywhere. See, I'm on the longest and biggest winning streak of my life. There's no time to be saving. It's time to be streaking.
I wouldn't want to see that.
If you don't mind me asking, what are you going to do with that money?
Well, I'm going to invest some, and then I'm going to gamble with the rest.
Invest it? Yeah. What are you going to invest in?
A plane ticket. Las Vegas, here I come. Pardon me, Miss Craps.
I'll finish, Lamont.
Hey, thanks, Aunt Esther. That was a great meal. I got to tell you that.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It's not often I get a chance to take care of my nephew the way I should. I love coming over here cooking and caring for you. I promised your mother I would do that as much as possible.
So why don't you come over here more often, Aunt Esther?
Oh, Lamont is your father. You know that.
Oh, come on. You know, Pop's just a lot of hot air. He don't mean anything. The welcome mat is always out for you.
I know that. But I just hate when he holds it over my face.
You know, I feel a little guilty about keeping you over here this late, Aunt Esther. Shouldn't Uncle Woody and Daniel be back from the movies by now?
Oh, no, Lamont. This is their father and son night. See, after the movie, they go out and have a soda together. And then just sit and have some interesting conversation. Until it's Woody's turn to talk.
Uh-oh. That must be Pop. I'm sorry you're still here, Aunt Esther. He's going to be unbearable.
Oh, that's all right, Lamont. I'm used to that.
Yeah, I know, but you're not used to seeing Pop when he's lost $1,900 and the Sanford Arms.
Hey, son. Oh, thank you so much, son. I've always wanted one.
One what?
A junkyard dog. Heel, boy, heel.
I'm just leaving.
Wait a minute, Aunt Esther. Pop, apologize to Aunt Esther.
What?
You heard me. Apologize to Aunt Esther. Now, while you were in Las Vegas throwing away our money, Aunt Esther was here cooking delicious food, and she cleaned the entire house, including your room, and she also found time to go out and do charity work for the church. And not once, Pop, not once while you were away did she say one bad word about you. Now, I want you to apologize to Aunt Esther.
Well, I was the meal.
Delicious. Now, apologize.
Well, how good did she clean the house?
Would you apologize?
Well, how much money did she get for a church?
Only $100. We're never going to get the rest of that money. We're never going to get the wig for the children's center.
Please, don't cry on my stuff. This is my imported antique imitation upholstery. You need $100? Here. Here's $100. Take it from a big winner and go.
Oh, thank you, Fred. Thank you.
Hey, you know, that was a nice thing you just did, Pop.
It's not nice. Yes, I won a fortune in Las Vegas worth $100. See her get out of here. Get up, Esther.
Well, thank you and good night.
You know, if I live to be 183, I'll never understand you.
Son, don't live to be 183. Nobody wants a senile dummy.
How much did you win, Pop?
Well, see, it was like this. As soon as I walked in the door in Las Vegas, I took 25 cents and put it in the slot machine. Then I put a quarter in the slot machine and hit $25 jackpot.
Well, all right.
Yeah, my winning streak was the winningest. Then I headed for the crap table. And on my way, I passed the roulette table. So I put the $25 I had down on the roulette table. On the black. Always bet on the black, son. Yeah, and it was black. I had $50.
So you had $1,850.
You said it. But just then, two steps before the crap table, there was the blackjack table. So I bet the 50 on the blackjack table.
Uh-huh.
Always bet on the blackjack.
Oh, I will, I will.
Because, see, I got 19 and the house got 17.
I love it. So then you had $1,900.
Yeah, but that was only the appetizer.
Uh-huh.
I casually sauntered over to the dice table.
Like that?
Just like that.
Uh-huh.
Just sauntered. And the rest is crap history.
Well, let me hear about it.
Well, son, in 2 hours, I managed to build that 1,900 into 12,000.
You're kidding.
All true.
Oh, right.
And in 3 hours, I managed to build that $12,000 into $200. And in one more hour, I managed to fly home, give Esther 100, and collapse in his chair. But only 35 cents left in my pocket. And don't open up your mouth because that's where I'll deposit it.
You blew it off.
One would think so, yes.
So what?
What?
So what? I can tell you honestly, Pop, it was honestly worth losing the Sanford Arms and the money just to see what you did, Pop. You didn't just give a few dollars that you couldn't afford to Aunt Esther. You gave it to charity. And I'm proud of you. Hey, we're not going to lose the Sanford Arms, Pop. See, I'll take out a second mortgage on the junk half of our empire, and we'll be in more debt than ever before, but we won't lose the Sanford Arms. I mean, somehow we'll make it. We'll make it, Pop, don't worry. And you know why?
Why?
Because you're Fred G. Sanford, and the G stands for the greatest.
You know, for a dummy, you make a lot of sense. I mean, a lot of sense. I'm starved, son. Get something to eat out there.
Oh, I'll go back here. Here.
Delicious, son.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, we're really lucky that they opened up a menudo in the box in this neighborhood.
Yeah. See, Pop, let me ask you a question.
What is it?
Well, the other day I was looking through some papers and I found my birth certificate, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I just would like to know why you and Mom never gave me a middle name.
Well, maybe we never thought of it.
Oh, come on, Pop. Now, you are too thoughtful about too many things not to remember something like that, especially since you're so proud of yours.
You're right, son.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely am thoughtful about that. You do have a middle name.
What is it?
Lamont.
Yeah?
Nothing. That's it. That's your middle name, Lamont.
My middle name is Lamont?
That's right.
That's what you named me? Lamont, Lamont? My middle name is the same as my first name?
No, only your middle name is Lamont.
Then what's my first name?
That's the one we never got around to. Son, how about Menudo?
Pop, you had two bowls. There's nothing left.
No, I mean, as a name, Menudo Lamont Sanford. Well, I mean, just a thought. Mm-hmm.